And just take a couple of nice deep breaths to relax yourself into your body. Let's do that again. That felt good. And as you bring yourself more in, more deeply in, and you let yourself just relax into the chair, relax into the room. Relax into the feeling of spirit that's here, that was here before we came. That beautiful feeling of Gaia that surrounds us here, that earth, that water, that sky, and the place right where you're sitting, because right underneath that is that beautiful space of Gaia, and she holds us and supports us. And her clarity, her perfection, can come up through the soles of our feet into our beings, connect with all of our energy centers, connect with our spiritual centers, our physical centers. And as we feel that connection, we can feel that love that comes with it. We can feel the total acceptance and appreciation that comes with being here now, in this moment, in this family, in this room. And take another breath. And together, we create this synergy, this energy that connects us, each one of us, heart by heart by heart, to this family and to this planet, and to the message that comes with the love and honoring of the human, with the love of seeing and feeling the beings in the chairs in the room today. And with that special loving message that comes through from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, of Magnetic Service. The channeling over the years has indeed changed. And what has changed is the connection has become faster and clearer, with more point. And that is not because my partner got better at it. It's because the energy of this planet supports it. And I will say again, for all of those who are continuing to expect doom, who believe that the dark side is winning, that the planet itself and all the things that are occurring on it that you cannot see are showing differently. I continue to tell you what I said since 1993, that this planet is evolving in a way that you don't expect, and that the shift that you are currently in is one that is going to take a while. Like every other positive, growing, mature thing does. And that you are going to grow very slowly into a maturity. And you're going to see signs of this. And it's going to be signs of what groups of people want. Not necessarily what the leaders are going to give you. And slowly the leadership will change as well. For the leadership, which is mostly of seniors today, that were literally trained in the old energy, will eventually shift those that have come through the shift and have a much better idea what the constituents want. And it will go like this: transparency, honesty, integrity, purpose, reason, and common sense. And it will not be what you're used to. And there are those who would say, this is not necessarily going to happen because that which we have seen in the past will always be what we've seen in the past because we've never seen a change. Dear ones, we're going to talk about paradigm shift later today. This is a paradigm shift. Why is it that humanity has decided all by itself that what has happened in the past will necessarily be the future of the planet? And the arguments are all the same. It never happened before, therefore it never will. It's a paradigm shift, isn't it? To say instead there is shift that has never been seen coming away. And we're starting to see it in so many interesting small ways that don't necessarily make it to CNN. We are starting to hear about things in that great place we call the internet. We're starting to see both commercial leadership of corporations and also that of other lands that are starting to find an awareness of togetherness and new ways of doing things. And there would be those who would say, well, they're upstarts, they're experiments that will never work because human nature won't allow it because they never worked before. And that's when you want to smile and say, they never worked before because that was the old energy. If you were to go through school with this attitude, you'd still be in the fourth grade. You learned arithmetic, and here came algebra. And you'd say, algebra is not possible because the old methods of arithmetic don't apply. Well, they do. They apply in a much more elegant way. You can see them differently. The concepts are different. The solutions are much more elegant. And there are still those who say the old will reign because that's all you ever had. So it applies to the room, does it not? What is it in your life that you're trying to do? And some of you have never got to first base, as they say. And you say, I have studied it, I have gone to the courses, I want to become this, I want to do this, I want to heal this, I want to be this, I want to go here, I want to change. And there's a frustration level that you have that says it's not happening. Dear ones, I'll tell you why it's not happening. Because there's a place in your brain that says it can't, because it doesn't match the old you. It doesn't match who you are. And I'll tell you what you're facing, dear ones. A box that you can break out of any moment you want to, that has everything based in the past. It won't work because. It didn't work because. It can't work because. And the because is always that which happened in the past, not which is happening in the future. What if you were changing drastically? What if the consciousness of you, your name goes here, is beginning to change? What if you're looking at a new you and you cannot take the old and drag it in? Not really. The only way to drag it in is to analyze it for solution. But you can't claim what it was and pull it into the new you. And that is the lesson of today. There are those in the room who know exactly what I'm talking about, and they sit there as the new human. They talk about the missing bridge, the channel we've given before. They've talked about impossible things that they've gone through. They sit in the chairs, healed, where the old them never could have those kinds of things. Are you worthy? Yes. Is an old soul prepared? Oh, yes. You have so much earth experience. Don't let the earth experience of the past get in the way of what's coming. Right now, every single human here can see a demarcation mark between who they were and who they will be. And perhaps it's what you're going to achieve, or the fears that you wish to drop, or the metabolism that you want to change, or the healing that is on the cusp of happening right now. If you would seal up who you used to be, put it in a box, and throw it away. Because it doesn't serve you. Who you were is in the past, and it's in an old energy. This is the beginning of the beginning. And this particular shift that you find yourself in right now is one of the biggest things that has ever happened to humans in mass and particular personal. I've told you before that the shift is going to work because of individual old souls who discover exactly what I'm telling you. That who you were is not relevant to who you will be. The shift and the change from the old to the new is individual because every single path in the room is different. Every single spiritual path is different. Who you were, what you've experienced, what you carry into this life, and where you're going is different. But the similarity of all of you is you cannot weigh what is coming by what was. Who are you? What are you afraid of? You've just described the past. There will be those who say, the who am I will always be who I am. No, it won't. No, it won't. If you define yourself, I am this, and you start listing who you are, I am good at this, I'm afraid of this, here are my allergies, here are my allergics, here's what my metabolism is. That is no longer you. It just isn't. It just isn't. Put it in a box and ship it away. The new you is a blank piece of paper. I've decided to keep these good things. I'm still good at this. Yes, you are. I still have this talent. Oh, yes, you do. And I'm afraid of... No, you aren't. I'm allergic to... No, you're not. My metabolism is... No, it isn't. It doesn't matter what your mother had or what your grandfather had. And the diseases that come through your DNA are gone, if you want them to be. There are no predestined diseases for the new old soul. Do you hear me? You are in control of your DNA. You're controlling your biology. This is new. Very new. But it's not going to be believable until you ship the old stuff away. It should not come into the equation. You turn the page, the light comes on, and you move forward. And you start writing on a brand new piece of paper who you are, what your attributes are, how long you're going to live. And in that slot, you will put an appropriate age that recognizes my magnificence and my health. How long are you going to live? An appropriate age that recognizes your magnificence and your health. That's how long you're going to live. What did it say in the old column, dear one? Think of it. Did you consult a chart? Did you hear how old perhaps your parents lived or what they caught or the diseases that were involved? That's the old piece of paper. Wrinkle it up. Throw it away. I'm talking to somebody here. Write your new one. That's who you are. And through all of this, peace over your life. Finally. And that is accomplishable by the balance that you can have, dear ones, not from what you learn in this room, but what you learn inside. Do you feel God inside? Do you recognize you are a creature of the creative source? It didn't happen by accident. You're not just biology. That's the key. And that's what gives you the power to control your own life, your own biology, your own emotions, your own fears. Throw away the habits you don't want and start rewriting it. I would not tell you these things if they were not true, if others around you in this room hadn't already done them. This is the teaching of the age. It starts here, it gets better. Those who would hear this channeling for the first time and don't know what I'm talking about would say, that's not what I see in the news. That's not what I see on the planet. You're having a battle of dark and light. That's what you see in the news. That's what you see on the planet. And I'll tell you this, something you already know. The light is not being reported. Take it for whatever it is. Perhaps it's time to stop watching the news. Or start understanding that you're only getting the dark side. There is so much light here that will oppose it and eventually win out over it. The battle is here. We told you it was coming. It is here. It will continue for a while. These things happen slowly. As you watch a child mature, it doesn't happen overnight. You'll watch human nature mature. It doesn't happen overnight. Two steps forward, one back. There are things that you will have to tolerate that may even be stressful to your emotions. But in general, dear ones, old soul, you've been through it. Keep your eye on the light and that blank piece of paper that you're beginning to write on. That's who you are. Some of you may even change your name. And so it is.